All right, it's Friday. It's your daily podcast, as heard on radio. Dave here. All the best stuff from this morning's show. It's Friday. It's July 31st. It's a Florida flogging to start things out. We continued exposing places in the United States by highlighting some crazy town names. A new study just came out showing that wealthy people sleep better. You'll find out why. We got bad to the bone in song stories today. There's a rather disgusting new treat that caught our attention. We tried a new challenge today, the snake oil challenge. We picked random words out of a hat and tried to sell you on our product off the top of our heads. Jay Moore, actor, comedian, impressionist, he joined us for a rather fun interview, and John has plans for hoagies after the show. In fact, he might be eating one right now. Check it out. It is the Daily Podcast.
Temperature getting you 79 degrees. Well, at least the Phillies game won't get rained out anywhere they could possibly play.
I said to Dave, like 5:30 in the morning, it just had to be the Marlins, right?
Right.
Like, yeah, it had to be. It had to be somebody from Florida. It wouldn't even be the cheating Astros. No, and even though they're in Texas, what has a higher count? It's got to be from Florida.
But they didn't even get it from Florida. They got it from going out in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, right.
Exactly. After they played the Braves, they all went out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they hit the clubs.
Oh, I did. This is the first time I'm hearing
that.
Yeah,
they played the Braves in their final
exhibition
game.
And then they all got on a plane together.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. And the worst part about it was...
But again, it still comes back to Florida, because look, they're all living in Florida, and Florida's full of idiots.
Yes, well,
and the idiots went
that.
Out when they shouldn't have gone out, and then they all went on a plane together when they shouldn't be on a plane together.
And to top off being idiots, after the first couple guys got it, like I guess after the first or second game, the Marlins had a text message conversation with each other asking each other, should we play the next game? And they decided, yes, let's go play another game, and then they all got infected.
I must remind you, it's because they are from Florida. You know, I mean, and in Florida, come on, thin the herd, you know, proves it each and every time we do it.
Right.
I mean, it's the land of the dumb and stupid. Right. And you want to know what else? You know, here I'm going to get a conspiracy theory going here.
Uh-oh.
All right. Right. When are they retesting these guys?
Every couple days.
I don't know. I'm talking about the 18. Was it 18 or 19?
19
now.
Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about the 19 from the Marlins.
Probably every day. Yeah, they have the money. It's the MLB.
No, what? Do you think they're showing up someplace? They're supposed to be in confinement. They're supposed to be in, you know, those 17 and 19 guys aren't going to the stadium every day.
Well, no. Well, they're shut down there. I mean,
yeah.
They're shut down, so they probably bring the tests to them, right?
Yeah. There's a DoorDash for that.
Oh, there's a DoorDash for
that? Uber Eats. They'll hook you up.
All right. Yeah. Friggin' Florida.
Florida man. Florida man, there's something in the water, the air or sand, that makes you do all that crazy crap. It's like the state is one big dumbass trap. Nowhere else has the Florida man. It is almost like, as the weird factor climbs, you'll find out it happened in Florida every time. Florida man, Florida man, if anyone can cheer me up, you know you can. Does my life get crazy? But of course, but it's not as bad crap crazy as yours. Nowhere else are you gonna find him. They're so used to it, they don't mind him. Hooray for Florida man!
It's not often that we get this, but it seems our talk about Florida has upset somebody. We said mean things about Florida.
Well,
right?
Kind of bring it
you
yourself.
Did.
Right?
you did.
Right? The state that should have a dunce on its flag.
Sure.
Right? But it's a, F you guys, it's all the people that come to Florida. They're effing stupid. And they go out to the beach.
Is this person currently living in Florida, listening on
I believe
app?
They are.
I don't know. I appreciate the fact that he censored himself, though, on a text board. That was a nice touch.
Yeah, right.
So I said to him, I said, look, dude, you're as big an idiot as your governor. And he sends back, well, I guess you got me there. So every single person I talk to up here can't wait to go to Florida on their vacation. That's all I'm saying. Okay, yeah, that's right. Because, you know, we freeze our asses off here in the winter, and we'd like to go down to where the sun is.
Yeah.
But the way that you people have been acting, no, we have really no desire to go to your state at all anymore. Come on, go. Come on, play for me. Come on, do your thing.
Florida.
There we go.
What would you want to live?
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of Eddie Vedder, later on this morning, comedian Jay Mohr is going to join us. I've watched his new special. He does an Eddie Vedder impression that is out of this world. It's incredible. It really is. You know, Jay is such a funny guy, and I always forget how good he is at impressions. His act doesn't lean on impressions, but he'll throw them in now and then. He is so good
at
them.
He's a natural, yeah.
Yeah, he really is. So comedian Jay Mohr joining us later on this morning. Hopefully you will be here for that. Living in a state with towns like Bird in Hand and Blue Ball.
Yep. I mean, Intercourse also.
Intercourse, right? Right. We're used to strange name towns. But somebody with far too much time on their hands managed to look up the town names of 50 states. I got to tell you, the three we have here are normal.
All right.
In comparison to some of these. How about Booger Hollow, Kansas? Or Arkansas, I'm sorry. Not to be confused with Booger Hole, West Virginia.
Booger Hole, West Virginia.
Yep, right.
My buddy had a booger wall northeast Philadelphia. Yeah, the wall in his room was a booger wall.
Oh, it's so sick. Like the gum tree on South Street, only boogers.
God. Then in Missouri, there's a town called Number 8. And in South Dakota, there's a town called 96.
Imagine all the lost mail
thanks to that. Right. Yeah. Kentucky has Paint Lick, Accident, Maryland, Satan's Kingdom, Massachusetts. That's probably where the witch trials happen.
Jesus. Okay. Wait, Paint Lick?
Paint Lick.
Paint Lick,
Kentucky, Accident, Maryland, and Satan's Kingdom, Massachusetts. Well, here's someplace you can move when you're retired, Dave.
Okay, what do you got?
Drummer, New Hampshire.
Bring it.
Okay.
I'm there.
Handsome Eddie, New York.
That's me.
The sounds founders like of these three must have been really impressed. Dull Ohio, boring Oregon, and bland Virginia.
Keeping it real.
All right, right. Is it, Blue Ball's beginning to make a lot of sense now, huh? All right, and Intercourse. All right, how about Eek, Alaska, What Cheer, Iowa, Zap, North Dakota, and Ding Dong, Texas.
These are just like Batman sound effects. Wham.
Plus, there's lots with animal names. Frog Eye, Alabama, Catfish Paradise, Arizona, Flea Hill to Delaware.
Ooh.
Chicken Bristle, Illinois, Elephants, well, it's probably Butte, but obviously it comes out as Butt.
Yeah.
Elephants Butt, New Mexico.
Nice.
Plenty Bears, South Dakota, and Mosquitoville in Vermont. And don't forget about the wonderful town of Worms, Nebraska. You can take me home tonight, but don't take me to any of these places.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, once again, I have to tell you,
they could have cured cancer,
but they worked on this research instead. I want you to brace yourself for this, Cindy, because there's a real good chance that this is going to be shocking news to you. Research is coming out from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. Obviously, they're working on other things than COVID. That over a four-year period, they surveyed close to 140,000 adults and discovered that people who make more money sleep better.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
I never would have guessed.
I know. And it says, while it didn't exactly explore why, it seems that what they've narrowed it down to is people who make more money live in quieter neighborhoods. They can afford better health care that focuses on sleep disorders. Their financial security takes away stress. Mm-hmm. They also have the ability to buy better mattresses, pillows.
I was waiting for that part.
And whatever.
Exactly.
Is this going to turn into a Mattress Firm ad?
I hope so. Real ad. Come back to me.
Well, we know where to send the firework people
that have been
launching stuff in the city and outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Hello, Main Line.
Money area.
Meet the M80.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Parks Casino. Parks Casino, get lucky in no time. George Thorogood wrote Bad to the Bone on his 1981 tour. which took him to each of the 50 states in the course of 50 days, and he talks about what inspired that song.
When I grew up in Delaware, the saying was bad. Everything was bad. Bad meaning hip. Bad meaning groovy. And if you're from the East Coast, you understand that. Now it's commonplace. Everybody says it. I wanted to write a song around that because a guy told me about a song that a blues man did named Lowell Fulsom, a song called Stoned to the Bone. And I wanted to get lyrics like Jumpin' Jack Flash or like Who Do You Love? Bad, tongue-in-cheek, masculine lyrics. And I was on this 50-50 tour, and I put it together then, and that's it.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So let me ask all of you this. It seems that, according to a new survey, we're eating more comfort food since the pandemic has started. We're eating more comfort food now than we ever have before. Is there any one thing for any of you? Dave?
Oh God, for probably cheese.
Cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting those big plates with like four different types of pre-sliced.
Cheese, right.
Oh, just devour those every day after I get home.
Uh-huh. All right. What about you, Steve?
Probably potatoes, mashed, roasted. I don't think it's pandemic-wise, though. I really haven't changed my eating habits.
Okay. All right. Cindy, what about yourself?
I don't really know if it's comfort food, but I've been ordering just like cartons of snacks, like little bags of popcorn
right.
and pretzels.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Well, according to the list, potato chips actually comes in first, ice cream, chocolate and candy, pizza, mac and cheese, pasta, mashed potatoes, chicken noodle soup. Now, if none of that interests you, you might want to try this new recipe that I just found online.
All right.
All right. Dave, do we have it posted?
Yeah, it's up.
Hot dog Rice Krispie treats.
No. Sorry.
It's dinner and dessert.
No.
It literally is Rice Krispie treats with pieces of cut up hot dogs in them, and then you top them with relish mustard and ketchup.
No. Yeah. Why?
It is. Well, did you say yum, Cindy?
No, I said yuck. I was looking at the picture.
Disgusting. See, once you see the picture, it's like, who in their right mind would eat this crap? It is disgusting. It is the most disgusting looking thing on the... And it comes from a website called The Vulgar Chef. Right?
Yeah.
Well, it worked.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Right now, I want to get to something. You know, we have to make commercials all the time. All right? You know, and I really wanted to do this with the sales staff, but they're barely here. Most of them are working from home. Right? So we decided to try it out amongst ourselves and maybe in the future give it a shot with listeners. Now, we're going to give you the opportunity to vote on this, to text in who you think does the best job. Text one for Steve, two for Dave, and three for me to MGK, MGK, 645, 645. Basically, what this is we've got we've got a hat here. The hat of destiny is filled with different topics, and you know, we when a commercial comes along, you know, we're on our own of what we're going to say. Sometimes they give us an exact script. Sometimes they say just wing it on your own.
Sure.
So what I've done is I've filled the hat with different words.
All right.
Pick out two slips of paper. All right, and you can make that number. Don't look at them just yet. All right. You could use them in either order. Say you picked out one that said leg and one that said meat. What I want you to do is I want you to create an ad, 30 seconds long, for either leg meat or meat leg.
Sure.
Right? Whatever it might be, and sell it. And then we'll let the listener vote on which one of us has done the best job of selling it. Once you see your words... Okay. Right, you've got 5 seconds to compose yourself, and then your spot will start. All right.
All right. I picked up my things. Let me flip.
All right,
over
you picked
now.
Up your thing. All right, what do you got?
I have snow and rocket.
Snow rocket.
Wow.
Okay. So you're gonna go with rocket snow or snow rocket?
I think I'm gonna go with rocket snow.
Rocket snow. Okay.
Sounds cool.
All right. Rocket well, snow. Your 5 minutes is 5 seconds is now up. What's your ad?
Well. We're stuck in the summer heat, right? And we're all wishing, why is it so hot out? I need some cooler weather. Well, when we get to winter, be prepared because in the forecast, there is rocket snow. What is rocket snow? It's very dangerous. It comes down so fast from the sky, you can't see anything. You need to make sure you have your windshield wipers clean and set. So get yourself to rocketsnow.com and get yourself the right windshield wipers for the coming snowstorm. It is a blur.
Okay.
Thank you.
You got to shift the gears in the middle of that.
Doesn't matter. It's rocket snow. It's a It's rocket
a blur.
Snow. It's rocket snow. It's coming down
slogan.
From the sky.
It's a blur.
It's a blur.
Nice play on blast.
Rocketsnow.com. Yeah.
It's not a blast. It's a blur. I like that.
I can't see anything. It's a blur.
All right. Well, if you believe that Steve did the best spot, we'll have you text one to MGK.
And hey, give me some extra credit. I was the first one to go, okay? I don't have an example of a genius with rocket snow.
Okay. you could have gone with Snow Rocket.
No, Rocket Snow is the way to do it. I mean, come on. Rocket Snow really coming down quick from the sky.
I'm going to visit that website, by the way.
I'm going to have
Can't wait to see
have,
what comes
we'll
up.
We'll have Adam Joseph on next week to talk about Rocket Snow. Maybe Jim Cantore from Weather Channel.
Thunder Snow! What do you got?
All right, let's see what I got. Oh, God. Mine already sounds much lamer than Steve's product. Handstring.
Hamstring?
Hand.
Handstring.
Handstring.
Handstring. All right. Okay. All right. You got it. It's together. Here we go.
Okay. Handstring. It's the new product that'll help you turn into a yo-yo master before you can say yo. Handstring. Try it out right now for 5 easy payments of $19.99. And you know what? On top of the handstring, not only will you become a yo-yo master, you'll also never forget anything ever again. It's tied on your pinky, your ring finger, your middle finger. In fact, we'll send a special hand string for your middle finger that spells out the words. You'll never know. You'll never find out. You'll have to order it.
All right.
You'll have to order it.
All right. Now,
handstring.com.
So if you're going to go with Dave, text 2 to MGK, MGK at 645-645. And now it's my turn. Okay.
Sham wow.
Oh, no. I'm really looking out here.
All right, what are they? Can you already use 5 seconds?
Garbage and gas.
Okay.
All right.
Man.
Folks, are you afraid of what happens in your garbage cans? You know, you put garbage out there and heat hits them. Next thing you know, you've got dangerous garbage gas happening. Well, we've got the solution for you. It's the garbage gas fan. You simply put it on the edge of your garbage can, hang it inside. Next thing you know, all the garbage gas is gone. Want one? Get one at garbagegas.com. That's garbagegas.com. And make that smell go away. Damn!
Wow. Pretty good.
You hit the post.
All right. So if you think I did the best spot, send text 3 to MGK, MGK. So it's 1 for Steve for Rocket Snow. What was yours, Dave?
Handstring.
Handstring.
Yep.
2 for Dave for handstring, or 3 for me for garbage gas. And just text it to MGK, MGK at 645. 645. I want a garbage van now. Let me just do a recycle on the text poll and see where we stand, right, on the snake oil game. It's about damn time. I have to tell you that much. It's about damn time because absolutely nobody wants handstring or rocket snow. They're going with the gas fan, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you mean about damn time? You won the song thing last time.
Did I?
Yeah, you played this too.
I did it?
You son of a bitch.
You walked over my music. I just want to make sure I can take it all in.
Whatever.
What's happening. Yeah. Hey, we went for weeks, months even, with you winning.
And think right? about it. I never said a word.
You're talking about you're talking over my music again. So I got 51% of the vote. People want gas van. All right. So you know what we should do? You make Matt
Wait,
do
gas
it.
Fan? You're not even getting your product right.
Yeah, exactly.
Garbage gas.
Yeah, garbage gas.
Oh,
what a garbage pitch.
You just did that ad for the money.
I did.
I knew
just
it. You don't even use the product.
Exposed. John doesn't use it.
I don't use it.
Mine was out of season. Give me a couple months, and we're going to be talking rocket snow and the blades you need.
Right?
It's a blur.
Right.
Yeah, it comes down really fast, guys, before you know it. Oh, it's barely coming down. Oh, 4 feet of rocket snow!
I demand another pitch war. That was fun.
Well, we'll do
and my product sucked.
Maybe we'll do it again next
hand
Friday.
Handstring.
The snake oil game.
I was hand strung.
We should make Matt do it when he comes in later on. This
oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe he can come up with rocket snow. Rocket snow. What I loved is the way you shifted gears. It started out as a weather forecast, and all of a sudden it was like, So get the wipers.
You need them. Rocketsnow.com. Pick up those wiper blades. It's a blur.
What? We got to get t-shirts that say it's a blur.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. He's got a new special that's available on Comcast, on Amazon Prime, on Apple TV, on YouTube, and believe it, on more. But ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, the American treasure himself, Jay Moore.
Al Pacino with John American treasure. You're going to name yourself American treasure? Hey, man, good talking to you, brother.
You have no idea how good it is to hear your voice. I watched the special. It was great to see you. You bulked up. You look good.
You know, I coach high school wrestling the past 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And I told myself, I'm never going to ask the kids to do something I cannot do. So I'm always rolling around and throwing and working out with them. I'm not running with them. No way. I'm not running. I'm done. I'm finished. If my house catches house, divorced twice, I'm trying to get away with having a house. If one of my tiny rented apartments where I cry inside ever catches fire, I'm walking out. Not running. Walking, because I'm done with the cardio.
Now, is that your Camaro? Or did you have to rent that because you lost that car, too?
You are such a Philly Italian. I love it so much. One of the best hours of stand-up ever filmed. And you're like, hey, whose Camaro is that?
Hey, it opens the show.
That was not my Camaro. I was told I could keep it. I'm realizing right now, John, I realized I was told I could keep it, so I got to make some calls when we're done. You want to know what show business is? I drove it 10 feet. They got that sweet-ass Camaro so I could drive it from the curb to a different part of the curb. That sounds like Dennis Miller. I drove a Camaro from the curb to a different part of the curb.
And
you love the special, Johnny? How great is it?
It's really good. It's really good. And I'm going to ask you about a couple of things that happened in the special.
Okay.
Is the Tracy Morgan fight real?
I walked into the improv. He was fist fighting the audience. And he said, yeah, Jerry Moore, my biological go father.
Is there background on the fight? Do we know why he was fighting the audience?
Nope. No.
Actually, the story's better that way.
I was drunk and high, and my friend goes, oh, we forgot. Tracy's at the improv. And I go, oh, I can't drive. I'm drunk. But if you're an alcoholic like me, your next thought is, well, then how am I going to get there? So I'm going to drive as fast as I can so the accidents are behind me. And when I got there, I walked into the improv, and he was in the hallway, and he was in a fist fight with 40 people. And it was tied. It was one Tracy Morgan versus 40 white people. And it was the scorecards. Who knows who's going to win this if we go to the scorecards? Steven. And I go to help him. That's my man. And he just sees a white guy streaking towards him in the middle of a fist fight, turns to blast me in the face with one of his giant canned ham fists, and he goes, he pulls the punch and goes, yeah, I'm not going to mess with you, Jay Morris. You legendary. Legendary. Let's get pregnant. And that meant help me fight. So then we just threw next to each other for a little bit. And I saw him maybe 10 years later, and it was with the rapper Mos Def. He goes, Jay Morris is my biological father. And Mos Def goes, word? He goes, yeah. Yeah, my biological father.
By the way, you going off on people doing concerts.
That's one of my proudest things, is those stories about concerts. I mean, it starts with concert etiquette. Don't tell me who to vote for. Don't tell me what charity I need to be involved in. No, I'm not going to sing it. You sing it. Nobody left here going, hey, that guy in front of us is really good. And it goes into Sarah McLachlan selling me a racist cat, a homeless veteran wearing a Karl Malone Lakers jersey and is laying in his own urine outside 7-Eleven. If you want to take one of those cats off TV, show it to that homeless veteran. Let him know you're doing God's work to a Del Monte green bean callback. Grizzly's in there with his 1840 Yosemite Sam doctor. I know how to tell you this. We did that diabetes. Cocoon reference. That has it all. It's insane, a bit. It's like a 15-minute thing. And then it goes all the way to me doing acid, watching you two do a speech about famine. And I was like, I'm high. I don't like this song. When the audience laughed like you just laughed, I knew in real time, this is perfect. Man, I'm so proud of this special, John. It's amazing.
But
it's
you
amazing.
Should be. You should be. It's been a long time since you've done one. The last thing I remember you doing in the special is talking about you were curious as to what it was like to wear Depends, so you bought some. And use them.
Yeah, that was two specials ago because my son wasn't. Look, boys are dumb. We know that now. You know, I don't know how my 9-year-old, he should drown when it rains. He's so stupid. The other day, he goes, I'm doing the dishes in my underwear. And he goes, Dad, you had the remote for the TV on you? I don't know. I've never put my TV on, by the way, ever. Because after the divorce, I got like a little black and white TV, and I put on a cry. And I go in my bedroom that night, the remote's on the TV. He didn't even look. Boys are really dumb. I think this is in the special. I was at the Santa Monica Promenade, the pier, and there's a clown making balloon animals. I go, hey, Mac, look, there's a clown over there. And he goes, that's just a guy dressed like a clown. Let's go. I'm like, he's a genius or an idiot? It's like a Yogi Berra quote. I don't know. They're all guys dressed like clowns. There's no clown baby. Vaginal clown birth at a clown hospital where the OBGYN puts his head down there and gets hit with seltzer water. And then 44 clowns pop out of the woman, the clown mom, into a clown car. Beep, beep, beep.
Hey, Jay, when it comes to your kid and Santa, let me know. Because my 3-year-old the other day told me, hey, do you remember that guy at the farmer's market pretending to be Santa Claus? So he still believes in Santa, but he's sussing out the fake ones now.
That happened to me when I saw black Santas. And in this Me Too, I got to write that down because there's no way that's not going to be a sentence. Because I remember as a black Santa, I knew something was off. Couldn't quite put my melanin on it. And I remember somebody, an adult, telling me, no, they're friends of Santa Claus. They work.
Right.
I remember I was 10. I go, how does Santa know all these brothers? to me, that meant Santa was down. Like, that was pretty cool. And, like, if he knows a black Santa, he might know AI, and that's all I need to do the rest of my life is meet the greatest basketball player who is my exact height and weight but still could dunk and trap. Practice, man. How silly is that? Not the game. We talking about practice. How am I going to make my teammates better by going to practice, man?
By the way, you do an impression during the course of the special that I've attempted. I've seen other people attempt. You nail it. You nail it right on. Eddie Vedder. I mean, you've got him down perfectly.
Hey, Philadelphia. Hey, let's do it for Harold Carmichael. Yeah, we've seen the Reagan Land. You'll see. Bah, bah. All right. Bye. Yeah, I think Chip Brewer doing Goat Boy doing Eddie Vedder. I like when Pearl Jam has those crazy long intros and it doesn't match the song. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but in Darfur, all right, people have their heads cut off for having an opinion. And that's, this is an elderly woman behind the counter in a small room. You're like, what the what? Headless people and an old lady behind a counter? What? You know, I don't know if you've ever been to a gang bang, but this is daughter. Oh, man, the Bush administration is committing genocide. And if it takes all night, that's all right. This is Sonic Reducer, but the boys are like, what are you doing? But that was the concert where I had my ground rule start. Because he stopped 2 songs in, 3 songs in. He goes, I don't know if you guys know this or not. We are at the sports arena. I'm like, yeah, I drove here. I'm aware. It's on the ticket, Ed. The only thing I want to hear you say is 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna lose it. No Code being the best Pearl Jam album, yes.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord.
Red Mosquito.
Jay Moore's new special, Jay Moore American Treasure, is available on Comcast, on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, YouTube, everywhere you could possibly get it. It is going to be there. His podcast, More Stories, continues. It is always great to talk to you, my man.
The John DiBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
When I get out of here today, you know what I'm going to do?
Hoagie.
All right. You read my mind. I wonder how you knew that. The fine folks of the John DiBella Show gifted me a Carlino's gift card for my birthday. The three of you and I. Thank you so much for that.
Of course.
And I'm gonna you spent far too much money, right? But I'm gonna be eating Ultimate Italians for weeks to come.
Yes.
All right. There and folks, if you haven't had a Carlino's Ultimate Italian, you ain't had a hoagie.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.